when I'm not in mental institutions, I like to live in, I like to... When I'm not in mental institutions, I like to spend a lot of time in New York City. I love the city because honestly, it's like a mental institution in its own right. You're gonna see a lot of things and hear a lot of things that open your eyes. I remember when I first started doing comedy, you only get late shows. You get shows at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I was finishing up a night of probably terrible shows. And I walked to the train station. I'm in the train station waiting for the train to come. And something I gotta key you in on, I decided to sit on the bench in the train station. For you, for those of you who don't know what a subway bench is, it's essentially one piece of wood connected by smaller pieces of wood. So really, everyone is sitting on the same bench. So I sit down, and a disheveled-looking man comes up to me and starts shaking his head. He then sits on the bench right next to me. He looks at me, he goes, "I wouldn't sit here. Someone just peed on this." I was like, dude, if you had that knowledge, why would you sit on the same exact bench? And you can't make this up. He whispers in my ear, "Because I'm the one who peed." All right, just testing you out to see how dirty I can get. Homeless man's urine, pretty dirty. I brought my aunt and my three little girl cousins to Manhattan with me. And they're at that age where all they want is a dog. They go, "Mom, we want a dog." She goes, "No, you're not responsible enough." Fast forward, we're in Manhattan. We pass a pet store. The argument starts. "Mom, we want a dog." "No, you're not responsible enough. You don't know what responsibility is." And we turn the corner and laying on the floor was a homeless man with a dog. You could see where the dilemma comes in. My little cousin looks at the man, looks at my aunt, looks back at the man and goes, "Shit, I don't know what responsibility is, but this dude doesn't even have a house and he has a puggle." So we took his dog. I told that joke recently and a woman shouted out. She said, "Hey, that's offensive. I have a friend that's homeless." Clearly not that good of a friend. If he's still homeless, you probably would have given him a couch or something. That's all I'm saying.